It's time for Thursday's Roundup.
Thursday's Roundup
is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
Move them on.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them
in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
There is that old Hank.
How you doing?
Not bad. You're kind of on Johnny Carson hours.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
here,
back and
here
forth.
Today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you on your toes.
Right.
Am I doing it?
Well, I have flat feet. It's kind of hard to get up to my toes.
It is. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying to keep you on your arches.
Then. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything that I need to know?
No. It's Thursday already.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. The week's going by fast.
They just blow by. Mm-hmm. Nice uniform, though, you have.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're not dressed alike at all. Is it okay if I wear my Speedo here, right?
No. Oh. It's not okay.
I have a
Never
cape,
okay.
Though.
Never, ever okay.
Super Speedo!
Not even when you're alone in your own house. It's not even okay.
Not okay, is it?
No.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that the neighbors have put blinds on the outside of my windows.
And a fence.
And a fence. Well, that's because I was gardening naked.
Oh,
so
I suppose.
I needed a fence, so anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your question today, young man.
All right.
What is the strangest ID of a Zoom call that you've ever used? Like when you go into a Zoom meeting or let's just say a telehealth meeting, and you put your name up there. Do you use your real name or do you use a fake name?
Well, you have to have a password.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
then, but your username, what would it be if it popped up? What would one of the craziest?
You know the answer.
I know the answer. I want people to know.
No.
All right. I'm just going to say it. All right. So. A couple years ago, when you had your hip replacement.
One year ago.
You let me set up your Zoom call for the telehealth.
Yeah, I was having a little trouble figuring it out.
And I put, as his username, as Phil goes into these rooms to meet with these doctors and stuff, and you have to put your name up there. Well, I put Mr. Poopy Pants up there.
And it stayed.
And it stayed.
Yeah, well. Right.
Yeah, you didn't even care, did you?
I didn't care.
Yeah.
Do they see it?
Yes, they do.
They probably do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very impressive.
Talking to a patient this afternoon,
Mr. Poopy Pants.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Maybe that changed the way they approached me, though, probably.
I guarantee it does. Kid gloves.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends. You know?
Yes, right. Oh, boy.
So anyway, it might be from Arkansas, Philip. If no one ever asked who your hairstylist is.
Oh, wow.
It's tough, you
really?
Know? Yes.
Well, you got to have hair, for one thing.
Okay, you know? There's your cut. It's not Monday. The jokes are...
No, but...
It's... The jokes are not until Monday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'll hold off on those.
But here today is game day. We're not filming it today due to restrictions of the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Let's not talk about
you
that.
You made
right
that
now.
Up.
I did. It sounded good, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
We're not filming today because our camera's dead.
Maybe I was going to say, maybe the camera doesn't work.
It's probably not working today.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, thanks to Galaxy Skate Center for sponsoring on the Facebook. We appreciate that and all of our good sponsors. And backed by popular demand, Philip. It is Say It Again game.
We had
last week.
Good time with this
one. We had a good time with this one. But we've actually figured something out about this game.
We have?
The mouthpieces, one is big and one is small. Have you noticed that? Now look at the mouthpieces.
Which one did I have last week?
You had the small one.
Oh, so I had an advantage over you?
You had an advantage. I had the advantage over you because I could actually say the word. You could actually hear the words.
Oh.
But today, we're going to switch mouthpieces.
Really?
Yeah, I've cleaned them in the... plant water out front, we should good
I
to
hope,
go.
I hope so.
Yeah, I clean them. Yeah,
you sterilize it and everything?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I used hot water.
Okay.
Okay. 136 degree hot water plus microwave boiling water and clean them very well.
Wow.
Plus vinegar. So, not my fault if it has vinegar on it. Unless you want to keep with the same ones, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
I don't want to get the Pea Ridge crud. Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, your choice, small or big, and you can go for it.
Doesn't matter. Which one did I have last
you
week?
You had the small one.
I did. Yeah. Okay. Well, it don't matter.
Yeah, just go ahead and test them both.
Yeah, touch them both.
Yeah, touch them both.
All right.
You're going to go first.
Uh-huh.
Right. There you go. So just the same rules apply, young man. So we have a die here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. You have to roll the die and see if I can guess the phrase.
Moving mountains.
Moving mountains.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Yes.
Good
job, baby.
Uh-huh. And.
Now it's your turn.
Here we go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You sound like a guy that, you know, back in the old days, you know, you'd have some guy that would come to your yard and fix your car. Yeah. What's wrong?
Sound like the water boy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go.
Well, I hope the carburetor was bad, that thing, and it got that, we got that fuel filter in that, that kind of won't run.
Together, everyone achieves more.
I didn't get that.
Together, everyone achieves more.
Together, uh-huh. Everyone achieves more.
Uh-huh.
That was a tough one. Oh, boy. Got stuck in that big mouth of yours.
It got stuck on my tooth.
Ouch.
Yes.
This game, you know, I don't know if you can get work this comp for this.
It's dangerous.
Hurt yourself. Got to go to the dentist.
Here we go, buddy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, red one.
Red bone gum.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky duck.
Lucky duck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I tell you why I'm making a mess. This is just like home. It's like talking to my brother. It's like an Arkansas family reunion, yeah. Phil.
Duck Dynasty all over again. Cy. Uncle Cy. Actually, I interviewed Uncle Cy a few years ago when Duck Dynasty. Yeah, it was a good interview. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's scary that I can understand you.
Aspire to inspire.
Ooh. Inspire to inspire. No?
Reverse it? Aspire.
Aspire to?
On fire.
On fire.
Inspire.
Inspire to inspire.
Aspire to inspire.
I thought that's what I said.
I thought you said inspire to aspire.
No.
You aspire into aspire.
Into aspire.
And this word blunder is brought to you by J&J Salvage and Boscobel.
There you go.
Yeah.
Salvaging all of Hank's
words.
Rotten words.
One more, Phil.
One more.
Yeah,
for me?
Yeah, for you.
All right.
You want to use this one?
No. Okay. Oop. Black.
Here we go. Seize the day.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Your turn. Boy, say it again, game. This is really a cool game. Might be one of our best. Black again. All right.
Oh, it's raining cats and dogs.
Raining cats and dogs. That wasn't that hard.
No, that was pretty good.
Good job there,
Thanks, Hank. Buddy. You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Woo! That old spreads that old cheeks out wide.
Yes, it does.
God, it makes you feel like at home, doesn't it? Eating that corn on the cob with your tooth.
It's like going to the dentist or something.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Right.
So
getting
my old mouth stretched out for my dentist.
Right, exactly. So you get all those things in your mouth and they say, oh, how are you having a good summer?
Did I do a word of the day? Or the might be a hillbilly?
I don't think you did.
Yeah, well... If your injections include turn where the old Dairy Queen used to be, you might be from Pea Ridge.
I think that goes along with a lot of places, too.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
Just turn down there where the Dairy Queen used to be. And
I do that all the time with people's names.
Yes.
You know, that
family
hasn't lived there for 20 years or whatever.
There ain't a house there anymore.
No, there may not be.
Turn down at the old seedling place.
Right.
So, anyway. And the love line today, I know, Phil, you've been waiting for this all day.
Yeah, let me get this down. Maybe I'll use it on June.
Here we go. You ready? I love you more than a raccoon loves an unlocked garbage can.
Oh, that's a lot of love.
That's a lot of love.
Very seasonal, too. They like their
I tell you what.
Garbage this time of year.
Yeah.
Campers. Will know anyway, that, too.
Oh, yeah. So even city. If you live in the city or like Richland Center, Boscobel River, uh-huh. Spring Green, make sure your garbage can is closed because they will get in it.
They'll do it.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And they will have it all over your yard.
All right. Well, have a good one.
I hope good. It's been your I'll see you. Hey, be kind.
That's Hank Bray.